Father, what an honor to be here with your people, and even more, what an honor to be in your presence and to have you inviting us to pray, inviting us to come close, inviting us to be with you continually, Lord. And we just want that continual seeking you and just wanting to honor you and give you all glory, Lord. And help us to keep our eyes on you and off of ourselves, off of our flesh and all of the worldly stuff that is just distracting and all, but to look at you, the beautiful Savior, and your grace and your mercy. And so lead us in this conference, lead us in this time in prayer this morning, and just lead each one of us as we say lead. You are always leading. It's not that you don't lead and you don't need to be told to lead us, but that means that we want to be led, Lord, and we want to be serving you and honoring you with our hearts and with our lips. So as we have the opportunity to pray this morning, would you just guide us by your Spirit in Jesus' name? Amen. Well, I like to begin prayer meetings with a little bit of the Word, because we need the Word, right? This is God's breathed Word, and it's eternal, and it's what we need. And we're not going to look at all 1,118 chapters of the Bible today, but we are going to look at one, and it's a short one. It's only 7 verses, so it's not going to be too long. But Psalm 67 is called a missionary psalm, and it's partly true. It's partly a missionary psalm, but it's really all about Christ when he returns and establishes his kingdom on earth. Man will never establish Christ's kingdom on earth. Man will never bring peace to all people on earth. Man will never cause all men to fear God, and we have all of that in this psalm. And so we just want to look at it and just want to focus on him a bit. And as we get into this psalm, let's just begin to sing here with one, a missionary hymn. I think this is a missionary hymn. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. So if you love to do that, shout it out this morning in song. And I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story. We're not looking for a new story. We're looking for the old, old story. And we want to understand and do the old, old story. The old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen? So we all agree on that. Let us sing. I love to tell the story. Thank you. Psalm 67, and we begin, it says, to the chief musician. This is supposed to be sung to the nation of Israel by the choir on stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Now, about 450 years earlier than this psalm was written, Moses was given the benediction to give to Aaron, to give to the children of Israel, and you know that benediction. It was, and he spoke to Moses, saying in Numbers 6:23, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. That is very Jewish. That is very Israel, and it's directed to Israel. Now we go forward about 450 years to about 1000 B.C., and we have David speaking this psalm, the Spirit speaking through David. And you'll notice now in this psalm, it is not Israel only. This is a whole world. Very unusual when you have a Jewish man talking about bringing the gospel to the whole world because, as you know, the Israel was blessed with the law, but they took it and they corrupted it to where they thought they were the only ones who could be saved, and they wouldn't think of sharing that with a Gentile because the Gentiles were only a few of the fires of hell, right? It was only the Jews who could be saved. But here's David, Spirit speaking to him, 1,000 years before the Messiah will come on earth as a man, and we see the benediction here again being given to them. God be merciful to us. And notice another thing in here, the personal pronoun us or I or we is only given 5 times in this psalm, whereas God and the pronouns for God are given 15 times, a great ratio. Look at your prayer sometime and see how much is focused toward you and how much is focused toward God. One of the things that came out last night, it seemed to me, in the messages, and yesterday, was the importance of focusing on God, right? So much of our whatever seems to be focused on us. I got to do this, and you got to do that. No, we got to go, like Greg was saying last night, and wait on the Lord. And here we have the same theme through here. This is all about God. It's not about us. So I say it's a missionary psalm, but not in the traditional way. Here's what man's going to do. He's going to go out and evangelize the world, and he's going to do all this. No, man's not going to do squat without God empowering him and working through him, right? And so we see here, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. And that was the same benediction, as I mentioned, given to them earlier. But now we got a new word in here, that. God bless us that. God bless us because what? That your way, God's way, may be known on earth. Earth is not just Israel. Earth is everything. So we're to bless him, and he's to bless us, that we would have his way may be known on earth and your salvation among all nations. And all is all, right? Not just Israel, all nations. So this is so universal here. And just think, this is 1,000 years before Christ will come on the earth. But it is that your name may be known, your way may be known, your salvation may be known among all nations. And then we just break out in praise here. Let the peoples, not just people, singular, but peoples, praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. When will that happen? It won't happen until the kingdom age. We're never going to have all men praising the Lord today. Well, maybe you're ministering in a place where everybody praises the Lord, but if that's the place, let me know because I would like to visit there. But no, we see the majority of the peoples are cursing God, really, or rebelling against God in the Christ-rejecting world. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations, again, the world, let the nations, Gentiles and the Jews, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Are you glad and singing for joy? Yeah, except when I look at the news, and man, then I get all upset. Man, fighting and all this. And we are to be glad and sing for joy. That's what the people need to see in us. In these days, we need to be singing kingdom songs, right? Not, oh, woe is me, isn't this bad? Oh, no, this is a time to sing the kingdom songs here. We said, let the peoples praise you, let all the peoples praise you, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously. And how awesome that statement is. How many nations are judged righteously, at least permanently? Zero. Because man can't judge. Certainly can't judge righteously. Only Christ can, and Christ will. For you, the Messiah, shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations. Again, that's everybody on earth. We will have one king, and that's Christ. And that's not going to happen until he returns, right? Why did he tell us thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? Isn't that what we're praying for? That's what we're praying for right here, too. Then again, verse 5, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. We're created to praise him. Are you praising him? Did you praise him yesterday? Well, yesterday's gone. Are you going to praise him today? Yes, yes, yes. That all the peoples praise you. And then we will see, here's the kingdom age again. Then the earth shall yield her increase. When's the earth going to yield her increase? Well, we have it in Isaiah 1. We have it in Isaiah 35. You know, the deserts will bloom. There'll be pools of water in the parched places. The thorns will turn into roses, I think. And we see the earth will yield or increase. There won't be fighting. The swords will be beaten into plowshares, we read. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Oh, what a day that's going to be. And it's soon, right? Could be before the end of the week. Could be before the end of this prayer meeting. And if I don't speed up here, it'll be before the end of my talk here, really. But God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all of the ends of the earth shall fear him. When's that going to happen? When Jesus returns. And when he does away with the Christ-rejecting world part, then all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We don't fear the Lord today. How many world leaders fear the Lord today? How many politicians fear the Lord today? Well, I don't know what country you're serving in, but in the United States, we don't have a lot of politicians fearing the Lord. We have the politicians saying, we don't want God in here. I'm not going to give the swear somebody in and use the name of God. We're not going to use the name of God in swearing anybody in anymore. It's what we just had in a recent meeting of our Congress. And so the day is coming, though, when all the people shall fear him. What a day that will be. Father, we thank you for this encouraging word of what's ahead, and we want to be vessels to proclaim the good news, Lord, not just the good news of salvation, but the good news of your return, the good news of the world really coming into providing all the increase you have for it, and all people praising you and honoring you. And we are yours today. The kingdom, in a sense, has already come into our hearts because we have you, and we want to be praising you, and we want to be rejoicing in you, and we want to be showing joy and peace and love to that Christ-rejecting world. And the darker it gets, the brighter you get, and we praise you for that. We want to pray this morning as you would lead us to pray. We want to pray for this conference. We want to pray as you lead us, whatever that entails. So lead us now in prayer in Jesus' name. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. We thank you for always being available for us. We thank you for the opportunity to pray, to come into your presence. Lord, may we reflect your glory today. May we reflect your beauty today. May we be vessels and instruments of your light to the dark and dying world. And right here at this conference, may we be offering a word in season to those who are weary. Even as you, Lord Jesus, were given the tongue of the learned to bring a word to those who were weary. And so, Lord, to encourage the weary and to convict the lost of your great love for them, so may each of us, wherever you have us today, Lord, each of us in a special place, may we just honor you and may you find glory in our hearts and lives. Thank you for this morning. And may your will be done today, especially in each one. In Jesus' name, amen.